Questions 6 through 11. Listen to a discussion in a geography class.
Today, we'll be discussing the formation of various mountain ranges around the world. What are some of the major mountain ranges?
The Rockies and the Himalayas.
Mm-hmm. What about in Europe?
The Alps.
And in South America?
I know it. It's the Andes.
That's right, you got it. The major mountain chains are the Himalayas, the Rockies, the Alps, and the Andes, and we'll be discussing them today. We'll also be discussing two smaller North American chains, the Appalachians and the Cascades, which do not rank among the world's tallest. The development of these two ranges, when compared with the development of the Himalayas, Rockies, Andes, and Alps, provides a clear overall picture of the evolutionary process of the development of mountain ranges. Look at the world map showing the mountain ranges of the world. The tall mountain ranges of today's world were all formed within the last 100 million years. The Rocky Mountains began forming about 100 million years ago and today comprise a 3,300-mile range. The Andes began forming about 65 million years ago through volcanic activity. The Andes are actually part of the volcanically active Ring of Fire that encircles the Pacific Ocean. This range is more than 1,000 miles longer than the Rockies. The Alps and Himalayas are actually part of the same 7,000-mile mountain system. They began forming about 80 million years ago from the crashing action of major tectonic plates. Now, if you were asked to name the world's major mountain ranges, you might not think of the Appalachians. As you can see from the map, the Appalachians are a range of north-south mountains running in the eastern part of North America. These mountains are actually far older than the major mountain ranges of today, the Himalayas, the Andes, the Alps, and the Rockies. And in all probability, the Appalachians used to be just as big and majestic. The Appalachians began forming more than 400 million years ago and were completely formed 200 million years ago. That's more than 100 million years before the Rockies began forming. The Appalachians were formed during major collisions of the North American plate with others of the world's great plates. At their height, the Appalachians were a grand and impressive mountain range, perhaps rivaling the Himalayas of today. Over millions of years, however, these mountains have been eroded by the forces of nature and no longer have the impressive height they used to. Now, before we wrap up for today, I'd like to add a final note about the Cascade Mountains. You can see from the map that the Cascades are in the western part of North America. These mountains completed their rise from the sea scarcely a million years ago and are among the youngest of the world's mountain ranges. They're volcanic mountains that are also part of the volcanically active Ring of Fire encircling the Pacific Ocean. Well, that's all for today. I hope that this lecture has helped you to understand the evolution of the mountains of the Earth. You'll find additional details on this topic in the assigned reading in the textbook.